I swear, I spending so much fucking money. Oh.
Yeah, hello?
Hey, what's up, Chris?
Perry, how you doing? You're a fellow Californian, but you made that smart move to move out of California. it's not getting any better here, to be honest with you. It's crazy.
Got the weed shops and in and out, baby.
No, I know. I wish if I didn't have my daughter here, to be honest with you, Perry, I'd be long gone a long time ago. I've been with this company for 7 years, and we work remote. So I'm still in California, but our office is in Orange County, so Orange County is expensive. LA County is expensive as well. But I moved out to Ventura County is expensive too. All California, you know. I don't think there's a part of California that it's not expensive. But I managed to move out to I don't know if you know where the high desert is, like Apple Valley, Hesperia, Victorville. Yeah, so that's where I moved. That's where I'm at now, which I'm able to buy a home. it's crazy. In Orange County, it's impossible.
We used to take our dirt bikes out to, like, clear a block of the highway and just pull off the road, off our bikes, and take off for hours. It was cool.
Oh, I love it. I got an acre of land, so I can do that in my backyard.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so it's pretty cool. But so you relocated to Texas, and you're doing hauling, all in hauling. That's a cool name.
Yeah.
You're doing a bunch of waste and building material, debris removal, excavation. So you're pretty much doing a little bit of everything, right?
I'm just shooting for a niche here. I'll be honest with you, I'm starving, so I got to figure something out.
Yeah, no, most definitely.
So,
yeah,
I got a few hits on the land clearing one. I like that one.
Yeah.
And I try to call them, and, you know, I get no response. I've only got one hit off this Andrew's list so far that I pulled off. You know, everybody else, it's real tough to get a hold of, it seems. But it's only 2 days in, and I'm fairly impatient, Chris. You know what I'm saying?
No,
so
I hear you.
I probably got to give it a little longer, you know.
How long have you been working with that company?
We'll see. What do you got for me, boss?
Yeah. Well, how long have you been with Home Advisor or Angie's?
I just did that. That's why I'm kind of surprised you guys
got
are
it.
Already calling me.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I mean, we do see you have some online presence, but, you know, I'll just treat you straight. This is we're talking about Google here. So basically, you know, using a platform like Angie's, what they use is Google to sell you those leads. What we'd be doing with Google is putting your company as a sole entity on that first page. Well, the difference is it's like owning and renting a home, right? When you're renting, you can't really do much. You're not the owner, right? You can pay your monthly rent, but you can't do anything to the property. So when it comes to Angie, that's kind of the way it's built. You're renting their platform, and obviously you have the reviews there and so forth. When you're on Google, when people are actually searching, you know, for example, junk removal, and then I just type in as a keyword, companies like First Choice Disposal, Junk Clean Services, Waste Connections, a couple other companies are coming up. Anderson, another company that comes up when I type that in. And then you also got...
You're breaking up.
Can you hear me better now?
It's breaking up pretty bad. But
okay.
Still breaking up.
It's still breaking up. Give me 1 second. Let me see if I can fix that. Can you hear better now, or is it still breaking up?
Yeah, that seems better.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, I don't know what's going on with this headset. So, basically, when I do a search for, you know, land clearing, you got multiple companies coming in, like Mike's and RJ's Tree Service, Lawn Boys, Bridge and Sons,
right,
and so forth. But anyhow, so that's what we would be able to do is get you optimized in those keywords when people are typing in those services for you to make sure you're coming up. Alongside with this, we'll also include a website, so that's something that we also include with our packages. And then we'll put you on other platforms, so not just Google. We'll put you on Facebook and Yelp. So there's other platforms that people are actually searching. So basically, like what I was saying earlier, is instead of paying someone for the leads, I don't know if you're paying per lead with Angie's.
Probably. It's a certain amount.
Got it.
And,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, something like this, it's a flat rate. We don't charge per lead. It's just a flat rate monthly. The goal is to obviously get you the work that's coming in. So if you decide, hey, it's not working out for you, you're not getting enough business, then you're not going to keep us. So it's $398 to start. There's a $99 setup fee to get the programming on Google, and then it's $299 every month after that. So you're talking about, you know, $10 a day to get your company on Google. So that's what we would be able to do for you. With Angie, I think you have some reviews on there. Looks like you have a lot of equipment too, which is good.
Yeah,
a few toys, right? Yeah.
I don't get more. That's my whole deal. Got a house for sale. When that sells, I'm gonna get some other stuff.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Here's what's up. Mm-hmm. It's a little expensive. And my boss ain't here. It doesn't work. How much you want right now to run it and put me on that?
Oh, it's $398. Yeah, $398 to start. There's a $99 setup fee, and it's $299 every month after that. So, yeah,
$398
to start.
So $398 plus
$99? No. The $398 includes the $99 setup fee. Yeah. So it's $299 plus $99. So that's $398 for your first initial investment, and then after that, it's $299 every month after that. Yeah. So it's a month to month service, right?
Mm-hmm. And then so to just have my number and stuff listed, so it's going to be, you're just going to straight list my number on a couple accounts and put me on front page Google. I like it.
Yeah, so basically what it would do in a nutshell is when, you know, the most important thing is when someone is typing in those keywords, basically, you know, like let's say you were to look for, I don't know, any restaurant, tacos around me or like pizza, whatever it is. Yeah, right? You have those companies that are populating. So that's what we would do for you. We can get you programmed in up to 20 keywords, which is 20 different services you offer. So, you know, hauling, junk hauling can be a keyword, land clearing, and so forth. And then you'll have your Google business profile, and we'll create a website for you because I don't think you have a website, right, Perry?
No, sir. No.
Okay. So, yeah, we would be able to have a website. I mean, I'm pretty sure you have pictures of before and after work you've done or projects you've completed.
I do, yeah.
Okay.
I have some stuff.
Yeah, so we can post that on your website so that way people can see a little bit more about the work you've done. You know, a lot of people are visual.
Yeah, you gotta see something. I get it. I'm like that.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, can I just give you a card?
Well, yeah. Well, we gotta create a profile. I mean, you know, the last thing I want to do is just kind of collect the payment and not really get you on Google the right way. Yeah. But yeah, so
yeah, cool.
we can create a profile very quickly. I just want to make sure we have the right information for your business. The number that we're on, and I see that 805, I love it. I know I'm not supposed to talk about this, but 805, there's a brewery that, right? Okay. Got it. 805. Firestone or whatever, yeah, I believe so. Huge fan of that.
Yeah, they put one in right next to the Foster Freeze in Ventura.
Yeah, that's true.
Go see Rich for me, man. He owns that Foster Freeze. Tell him, what's up, Rich?
Yeah, that's funny.
Got the original Corporate.
Yeah.
All
right. This number is the number you want people to call you on, right? The 805-320-9474. And I know that your name is Perry, P-E-R-R-Y. What's your last name, Perry?
Churchill,
okay.
Yeah.
By any chance, I see some information for your business line. I think the number, Maria, is that your wife by chance?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I see that. I did a deep search on Google for that number to see if anything comes up, but that's what I see, Maria Churchill. But I don't know if you guys are still located in 1314 East Park Avenue. Is that still the address?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes,
so Google's going to send you, we're going to get you verified. So I don't know, you know, where the little red dot business is located. We're not going to showcase your address because you don't want anybody going to your house, but that's where we're going to send a verification. So Just want to make sure that's still updated.
Well, I don't care if they come to my house as long as they want to get it to work. I got four dogs. They're not going to get far.
Oh, they're not going to get very far.
Now that I'm getting bald, they're licked to death on the two.
Yeah, all right. It depends. I got a little Pomeranian.
Yeah, I got one. I got a Chihuahua, a Chow, a Doberman, a Border Collie.
Okay, the Chihuahua's the feistiest one, I bet, right? Those little things are demons.
Yeah. Buddy's the shit, man. Yeah, he's something else.
Yeah.
He's got a blue eye. He's probably like something else. We don't know what he exactly is.
Okay.
So they call him a troll.
Okay.
That's cool. Funny.
That's good. All right. Oh, I got an email here for the business. Let me know if that this I don't think that's it. I got Super Luz. No, right? No. Maybe that's correct.
No.
Maybe you're
not
okay.
It.
Okay. What is
there
the email for the business? Uh huh. Go ahead.
We're gonna use either my email.
Okay.
You want that one?
Yeah. What's your email?
That one. Okay. Let's use my email. Here we go. Okay, it's PCHQRCHILL 1966 at iCloud.com.
1966 at iCloud. Okay. Let me put that up there. .com. Okay. Yep, it's the system ticket. We got a system through Google and it verifies everything. I love the system. Okay. And then as far as the hours of operation, what time would you want to post on Google? Don't get me wrong, people are not going to call you like at midnight or anything, but when would you be able to really take phone calls from clients?
Oh yeah, I don't know. You just I told them any time on the answers list, but I just won't answer. Well, that's kind of silly. How about just 7 to 5, something like that. Or, I don't know, 7 to 7, we'll give them some more hours.
I suggest 7 to 7. I mean, and after 7, people are going to not really call, but we'll put 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. to do that. And would you say Monday through Sunday would be good?
Yeah, any day, yeah. All 7 days we'll check you out. A lot of driving involved here if you move to Texas.
Yeah, I was thinking about it. So 90% of our office that was originally in California, Orange County, they all moved out either to Washington, Wisconsin, Nevada, which is right next door, which is the Vegas area, and then Texas. So once again, if my daughter weren't 11, I would immediately take off without a doubt. So, I have to drive back and forth every weekend to see her, but other than that, as soon as she turns 18, I'll give her, hey, you want to come with dad or you want to stay with mom or whatever, but I'm out of the state.
I hear you. There's still opportunity here, but it sounds like you got a good job, so, that helps.
So, and
a lot of tech in Texas, too, though. I'm kind of like a fucking tech caveman, bro. I ain't gonna lie to you. Me and technology, I'm very good at it.
Well, yeah, the thing is, as long as you're answering the phone and you're getting those clients, that's really what it really comes down to. As far as everything else, we'll be able to do everything. All we would need you is just to, once again, be proactive and just when we're gonna get you onboarded with our technician, and what they're gonna do is just ask you questions to make sure we're getting you listed on Google properly. That's pretty much it.
Right.
That's the painful part. So other than that, it's very painless. You don't have to be a tech guru or wizard. I got Amish people that I signed up, so it's okay.
Oh, nice. All right.
There's
that movie Step Brothers.
That movie. Oh man, that movie is.
Where they tell them, hey, go get the files out of the computer, and they take the fucking computer out in the yard, beat the shit out of it.
Oh, the drum set scene. Oh, that was horrible.
That was fucking too much.
They don't make movies like that anymore. All the newer movies are funny. Like one of the last
movies
that they came out, yeah.
I also learned you can't pay attention to actors. You just gotta watch the movie and ignore what they say. Otherwise, look, you're going to get most movies ruined for you.
Yeah, absolutely. Agreed. So how far would you say you're able to travel for new business?
I'm going to say 60 miles.
All right, we'll do 60 mile radius. Okay, cool. And then I see that you have a various services that you offer on, like, Angie. I mean, is that what you really want to stick to? Like excavating, grading, resloping, right? Everything that's on there for the most part?
Yeah, those for sure.
Okay.
I want to try that one.
We can do that. So we'll program for those keywords as well. And are you licensed and insured? If not, it's okay. It's not a requirement.
Well, we're going to work on that, but when I was talking to my insurance lady, and she was telling me I'm insured with my vehicles already.
Okay.
So until I get on site and figure out what kind of bond or whatever I need, I'll figure that out. But I think I'm just going to end up with a bond, and then it should be enough to cover me, you know.
Yeah, no worries. I'll notate that. The reason why is it's not a requirement, but there's other programs so you can, you know, when this works out and you get some jobs from this, they have a program called Google Verified, which is, it's just amazing. It's like, Angie's and Home Advisor, all those guys are pay-per-lead services. And what Google did is they are like, okay, if these guys are making money off our leads because they're listing themselves on Google, why can't we do the same for us? So they came up with that Google Verified, which is a pay-per-lead service. It's crazy good, but that's something that we can venture on in the future. Okay. Right. So, and then I have a few other questions for you. Just, do you have anything else online, like Facebook or anything like that, or any Yelp? I don't see
any stuff. I don't. I'm not active on it, I can tell you that.
Yeah, that's fine.
If you, maybe me and my wife have something, Facebook, but we're not using it.
That's fine. Yeah, so we can create a business Facebook page, but what that does, so here's how it works. With the program, we do include that service. So if someone were to be looking for resloping or talking about, you know, land clearing or let's just say junk removal, hey, honey, I got a bunch of junk in the back. I got to really get out before the holidays, right? So let's say people are searching for that. it will retarget an ad on their Facebook feed. So the more that, you know, they talk about it or, you know, they search it, then it comes up reminding them. So that's another good form of marketing, too, that Facebook does. It's pretty neat stuff how they work that. Okay. So I got that there. It's a pretty good feature. And then also, we're also going to give you a link, too, and reviews. So I know that you told Tara, you should put in the notes that you're trying to get a review from, I think you went out to Tyler today, right, to do a job?
Yeah.
So we'll be able to get your link so that way you can text them, text message your clients. If not, just give them the website. They can go into your website and leave you a review directly from the website. That'll post it on all the platforms. So that's going to be included. We're going to get a website going for you. So it'll be www.allinhauling.com. That's the website we're going to build for you. Included. And then I have a question for you. So we do have a client onboarding call. That could be tomorrow. Like, what works best for you? This is to talk to a technician. They're going to cross the T's, dot the I's. And if you have any pictures of work you've done, even better, or even, like, I know you've had a couple of pictures on Home Advisor, but that's just to build your website. We have a bunch of generic stock photos, but it's always good to have a little bit of your own touch to it. So what time would work best for the phone call? Would it be mornings, afternoons, evenings?
Just call me in the morning, you know. But morning, I'm up pretty early, so.
You're up early. Okay, so the earliest appointment we have is 9 a.m. tomorrow. I don't know if that works for you. All the way till, like.
Yeah, that's fine.
9 a.m.? Okay. I'm going to send you a quick email invitation for that as well. And then post this up here real quick. Okay. So do you want your wife to be like an authorized user on the account as well? Do you want me to include, put her in the notes here? Okay. Yeah. And I'm assuming the name that Mary, is that her name?
It's or Maria.
Maria, that's correct. Okay, yeah. We'll put Maria as well. as an authorized user. Are you guys bilingual by chance, or just English?
She is.
Oh, she is. Okay, cool.
Yeah, I just know the cuss words.
And cerveza and tacos.
Yeah, the basic. A little more than that, but I still can't string it together, you know. My boss,
okay.
You know, sort of, he'd yell at me in shit in Spanish. I knew what he was fucking talking about, but I couldn't talk back to him, you know.
That's funny. Yeah, Latina, my wife's Latina. I mean, we're both Latino, but she's more Latina than I am, so there's a level of Latino-ness.
yeah, there is.
You know, she's extra spy, something kind of mild.
Her oldest child speaks Spanish, but the two younger ones don't.
Right,
and
okay.
So, yeah, they like me. They're mostly gringo.
Okay.
Pretty funny.
That's good. That's awesome. Well, good to hear. And then, so I got pretty much everything here. What we're going to do is we're going to, I'm setting you up for a client onboarding call, and that's going to be for tomorrow at 9 a.m. This is going to be with one of our technicians. Once again, it's going to just across the T's, dot the I's to make sure we're getting you programmed in correctly on Google. That's where everything really happens, you know, as far as the technicians. I don't know how to do technical work on my end.
Sure.
And, you know, so that's what we're going to do. But I'm going to send this over to your email right now. That makes two of us, right?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's okay. As long as you can answer the phone and talk to the clients, and game over, we're good to go. So we'll do that at 9 a.m. We'll do English for sure. And that's going to be in your inbox now. I have to read what's called a 90-second voice verification. Oh, and then for some reason, hold on, give me one sec. Let me look at this. Okay. Yep, so Churchill, but it's just C-H-U-R-C-H-I-L-L, right?
Yeah.
Okay, just want to make sure. Yep, I got it. Okay. All right, so we're going to read what's called a 90-second voice verification. This is just basically letting you know what the process is. It's a month-to-month program and so forth. I'm going to read that to you right now. But as far as securing the payment of the $398, I mean, I don't know if you'd like to use a Visa, MasterCard, American Express. I don't know what works for you.
So you want me to pay now instead until – or wait till tomorrow. You want it now?
Yeah, so we're going to secure the listing, and then I put in a client interview with the technician. You're going to receive your invoice, your terms and conditions, like everything you're going to get right after the payment went through.
All right. All right. This is with a couple of teeth marks from my colleague in this card. Let's see. Got a hold of my wallet last week. Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
I got it. All right, it's a MasterCard.
Okay, I'll read it back to you for verification.
5539.
Okay.
8100-3487-5600.
Okay, so I'll read it back to you. I got 5539. I got 8100-3487-5600. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And the expiration month and year?
0228. Sorry.
0228. Okay. And then there's a security code in the back of the card.
991.
991?
Yes.
Okay. 991. Okay. All right. So what I'm going to do is...
Can you take the second email?
I'm sorry. What was that?
You said you sent me an email?
Yeah, so I already sent you an email for the onboarding call for tomorrow. I don't know if you can do that. Right now, you're also going to get your – okay, it should be there any second. You're also going to receive your terms and conditions and your invoice. So any invoices that you have for any marketing are always going to be tax write-offs, right? I'm pretty sure you know this. But any invoices, it should already be in your inbox now. So I sent it through text message and through your email. If you don't get it in your inbox, check your spam, since we haven't had a correspondence for some reason. It goes there. But it'll have an email saying the following. Give me one second.
Oh, I think I heard it come in to one of us.
It'll say Local Splash and a true invoice, and then, yeah, welcome to Local Splash. Okay. So
thank
you got
you,
that.
Man.
Okay, great.
Okay.
And so we got that done, and I'll read this once again, 90-second voice verification. If you have any questions, then, you know, you can let me know, and I'll be able to really kind of break it up to you. But it's just very self-explanatory. This is pretty much your protection and so forth, right? So it does say, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. The call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it's an added form of protection for you. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Paul and Holly.
Okay. Please state your name and the title within the business.
My name is Perry Churchill, and I'm the owner.
Okay, awesome. Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Okay. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in the campaign. So do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, emails, or text messages from Local Splash when necessary?
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. So as a result of increased visibility, you may get calls from our third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. So what we're going to do is we're going to provide you a security question, Perry. So you get to choose from these three questions. So that way you know it's us. The number one question, or the first one is your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name. What do you think works best for you?
Let's do one of my dogs. How's that?
Yeah, let's do that. What's your dog's name? One of them.
Security question, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let me write. Her name was Taffy.
Taffy?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so it's just
T-A-S-S-I?
Or?
S-F-Y.
Okay. That's so funny. That's cool. Okay. We got that. So if anybody calls in and if they were Local Splash, and you can let them know who we are. Or, you know, you can ask the question for the security. Okay, so we got that part down, which is great. And then it says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement? What this is basically saying here is you can hire another company, by all means, that's fine. But just let us know so that way you're not paying for something else that we're already doing, right? So we don't want you to.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, cool.
Yeah, okay.
Now, it also says, as part of the verification process, there's a couple things that you know, Google will need, and our technician will give you guidance on this. They'll guide you through the whole process. But they might ask for pictures of work you've done, or, you know, if you have business cards or pictures of your trucks, stuff like that, you know, very basic stuff. They just want to make sure you're human. And with this, all this artificial intelligence, right, they just want to make sure you're a person. All right, great. So this is your initial payment for the account setup will be today's date, which will be the 17th of November. We do have you at a discounted rate of $398, and then every month after that would be $299, right? So all we're asking for is for a three-month verbal agreement. We want to just make sure we're getting everything done within these next 3 months. Obviously, we'll do it as quickly as possible, but we just want you to give us the opportunity to really work with your company, you know, not just for 1 week, but, you know, we want this to work out. Do you agree to cancellations and renewal terms of the agreement? I'm sorry. I asked if you agree to the cancellations and renewal terms.
Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. So everything is pretty much set here. Perry, I got your account already created. Once again, the next steps is getting you that onboarding call tomorrow. It's going to be at 9 a.m., and that's obviously you're 2 hours ahead. So, you know, we're in California.
It'll be 11 here, right? Okay.
No. So No. It would be 9 our time. Excuse me, 9 your time, 7 a.m. our time. So we're open here from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So it would be 9 a.m. your time. Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, so I made sure I did it within your time. But we're pretty much done. You got all your invoices, everything good to go. I know once you get on Google and you get those calls, you're not going to need HomeAdvisor. I mean, I'm just telling you this because everybody uses Google to really look for services, including yourself, right? When we're looking for directions, that's what we go to, you know. So, and having your website and everything else is definitely going to help out your business as well. So,
awesome.
All right. Any other questions, Perry, that you have for me?
Not offhand, Chris. Thank you.
Okay. I'll send you my contact information. If there's anything, you can always reach out to me, Perry, okay?
Absolutely. Please do.
All right. Awesome. Thank you, Perry. We'll talk soon.
Thank you, Chris.
Okay. Bye-bye.